There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on the second hour on a Wednesday. And, of course, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com, the only kind of holster I'm running. The only kind of holster I'm going to run just because I can run it anywhere I want. It's the same holster. I can mount it to my bed, car, dash, chest, plate carrier, hip. Doesn't matter. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. After Sandy Hook, a lot of television shows that were gun-oriented got taken off the air. And one survived. And my eyebrows went up at that because of just the fact that one survived. And I thought kudos should be thrown in the direction of that show just because obviously they had done something correctly. Everybody else caved. Every gun show came down. Three Gun Nation came down. American Guns came down. All that stuff came down. All that remained was a show called Sons of Guns. And then inevitably, Sons of Guns, not when I say inevitably, what you've got to understand about reality TV is it isn't real. And sometimes when things aren't real, reality will catch up with them. And unfortunately for the people, you know, what you saw in Sons of Guns was never what actually happens there. And a lot of people decided that, oh, well, I guess that's it for Red Jacket Firearms. Well, after everybody got taken away, and after all the, you know, after the shows got canceled and everything else, there was one man out there. He had been the man the whole time. He had been there from day one. He had been trying to improve it every day. Whether he was on camera, whether he was not on camera, whether there was a show or there was no show. Red Jacket Firearms does still exist today. I don't know to what degree. We'll find out in just a second. But what arose out of this, all these unfortunate incidents, was a company called Ackless Defense, LLC. And joining me now, the person behind the scenes, no matter what you may have thought when you used to watch Sons of Guns, the guy that actually was the man the whole time, joining me from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is Joe Moe. Good morning, sir. We got Joe? I thought we had Joe. Hello. Anybody tell me we got Joe. Or not have. Do we not have Joe? Board up. Hello, GCN. I can see things bouncing. I know it's going out. I'm getting nothing. Okay. All right. He said he disconnected. We're calling him back right now. I'm not going to redo that opening, okay? I'm not going to redo that opening. After, a good portion of what you used to watch all the time, that was always a facade. Will Hayden didn't have the FFL. At Red Jacket Firearms, and neither did Stephanie Hayden. Joe Moe had it. Joe Moe was one of the original names on the FFL. And he stood the test of time. I guess we'll see if we get him. If we don't, we'll We're going to move on. We got him?
Hey, Bill. Hey, here.
Okay.
Hey, man, if you didn't really want me on the show, I mean, you could just let me know.
You missed one of the greatest. I mean, I couldn't have done a better. You're going to have to. I'll send you the audio of this so you can see how good of an introduction I did.
I think you just didn't want me to hear it.
No.
For some reason, man.
That's just not the case, Joe. That's just not the case. I've been after you for a long time. I told you last night I've been after you for a long time.
Yes, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. How are things at Ackless Defense?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Got an early start this morning. The boys are rocking and rolling, making some parts. They're picking up where I was finishing off late last night with those parts while I was talking to you. So we are...
We got about 4 minutes, so let's see what we can do about talking about the show, which is where everybody came to know who you guys were. The show was actually it was very much scripted and a production. It wasn't actually real life, was it?
Well, it started out as non-scripted, and we never really had what was called a script. Whenever you have the amount of filming going on, the amount of cameras, you can get a tremendous amount of information, and you can tell any story you want with that. If you take a camera and follow somebody's life for 2 weeks at a time, you get their highs and you get their lows as well as their normal mid-range. And you can kind of figure what side the on-air film made it. It's usually on that high or low side. I mean, that's where the drama was. That's where the interest was. Because it.
But I mean, the whole time that show was going on, you were always the owner, weren't you?
Correct.
And
correct. The owner of Red Jacket Firearms since mid 2010.
And Discovery never really knew that Will Hayden didn't own it. Did they?
Not till
the end when things started coming out, when everything started going sideways. So
correct. They started figuring it out, I guess, around season three or so. Season two and a half, three.
See, I've never had to think in those terms, so I just find that funny. One thing I noticed is that when everything did start to go sideways and the show was sinking, you did not come out and denounce anybody. You simply came out and said, we're staying open. We're going to fulfill everything we've got going on right now. Nobody needs to panic over this. We will still be doing what we do, even if a camera's not here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whenever I came on board, it wasn't because of the TV show. The TV show was a great opportunity. I wanted to be able to use it to capitalize on the exposure and grow into an outstanding gun company. It allowed me to do some of those things. It did handicap me in a lot of those things. But overall, I think the TV show was good for us. It allowed me to have that exposure.
During the day when you guys would be in the middle of the shooting schedule, was Will Hayden there day to day, or was he only there when the cameras were up?
Whenever the cameras were rolling, he was here.
Okay.
Mostly, anyway. That's whenever there were scenes and things or builds in the back that didn't require his on-screen personality, he wasn't here.
I can only imagine here. What would have happened with the show if he hadn't been there. You'd probably still be on the air today.
Well, there's a lot of speculation and things. I don't have the character that Will Hayden had.
That's not a bad thing, though.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
But that's what drew the show and the production company to the concept, was that persona. And I think that persona just... it had gotten the best of him. He wanted to live out the TV fantasy, and it destroyed him and a lot of people. And looking back at it, apparently this has been going on for quite some time. I mean, he had some issues that he was hiding from a lot of us here at the company for a long time.
All right. We're going to leave that behind. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what has arisen out of all of this.
Absolutely.
My guest this hour from Ackless Defense, Joe Mo on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. That Scorpion line is well worth the price of admission. You can go check that out at tacticalholsters.com. within the gun industry, whenever I see somebody go down, I'm always, if you think of it as a ship, I always keep my eye on the horizon because gun people are very innovative. They are very, very innovative. And my guess is well, it's not that he was innovative. He always was focused. And that's the thing that's, that's the thing that's kept them afloat. Joining me again from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Trying to pronounce it right, Joe. Is Joe Mo from Atlas Defense. I was stationed in Leesville, so, when I got there and I said, man, I'm here in Louisiana, everybody's like, not from here, though, are you?
Yeah, it's Baton Rouge and then New Orleans. Yeah, that ain't all right. But you're doing pretty good with it.
But do you pronounce it Louisiana?
No, it's Louisiana.
For you, too?
I don't know how it sounds. It just comes out Louisiana. So however that sounds is Louisiana.
Well, that's the way, I'm hooked on phonics. I can't help myself. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know if it's innovation. I think it's more of tenacity. It's just I'm not going to allow the ship to go down. I have too many people here counting on me. The people that were behind me, behind the show, to make all those cool things that we had, all those people here are family. I mean, they've been here with me for a very long time, and they're some of the best team that I've ever seen, some of the best talent. So I had no option. We're rocking and rolling, along with the customers that we have. Those are the people that I'm doing this for. We're going to rock and roll, and we're going to make cool stuff for the duration.
During the, when we used to watch a show and everything, a lot of the CNC machine, that was something you brought in before you really started getting involved in ownership of the place, wasn't it?
By the time I got the CNC in, I did have ownership of the company.
Okay.
But before that, I started bringing in some of the manual machines whenever I came on with the original company. It was kind of bare bones. I mean, making AKs with rocks and hammers, basically. Brought in welding machines. Not modern mills. I mean, the Bridgeport that I brought in was, I think, from 1964. But it was
right.
An excellent quality machine, and we still have it here today. So bringing in that equipment, the engraving systems, really helped bring it in. And that's all in that at early 2010, late 2009, early 2010 time frame. And once the show came on and I realized that, hey, there's some potential here and I can kind of put my butt on the line a little bit more, I took out some loans and some mortgages and bought some CNC equipment, outfitted new building, got us all up and running, and continued forward with that because I knew that we would have a successful company.
Some of the things as it's been portrayed, right, as it was portrayed on television at the very least. I mean, one, you make one weapon, which, I mean, is completely unique to Atlas Defense, that it made it seem like you actually put this together in the space of two TV shows or one TV show, but your ZK-22 Bullpup 22 rifle.
Yeah.
The backstory behind that is actually not what you saw on TV, yeah?
No. It turned out really cool, a really cool concept, and it worked well for the episode. And I guess we can kind of we'll go into the episode arc of that shortly, but I guess you're looking at how the ZK started. I guess around in 2007, late November, I got a wild hair and decided I wanted a P90. P90s were expensive, and the ammo was even more expensive. And I was not going to pay that much for basically a fun, cool-looking toy. So I set about making my own based around the Ruger 10/22 platform. And I was one of the first, if not the first, guys to make one of the airsoft conversions, quote-unquote, where you take the airsoft shell, and it's just, you basically just take the body of the shell, gut everything out, and it's a tremendous amount of work, but you put this Ruger 1022 in it and get it all up and running. And I had the side charging handles and the ejection, and it turned out really cool as mechanically, but I realized at that time that the P90 was horrible as far as the ergonomics, the size, the placement of everything. And I just decided, like, I like the concept of the bullpup system. I always have. But, man, this thing sucks. So I started kind of sketching out what I wanted to do. And then it just kind of sat on the shelf due to lack of funding. Didn't really have an outlet for it. I'd be able to make 10 or 20 or so. And this was before I'd even started at Red Jacket, or before the show was even a gleam in anybody's eye. Fast forward to around 2010, we're sitting on the shelf in my office, and one of my engineers came in and said, wow, this thing's really cool. Like, yeah, I had a lot of fun with it. And this is the one, this is the P90 one, so it was a physical piece in there. Kind of pulled out the drawings and showed them, this is kind of what I want to do, extended rail, I want a rail on it, and some of these other things. And this engineer is a brilliant engineer. He's helped out a lot of companies with freelance stuff and getting stuff to fruition. So we started working on it for, I guess, about 10 months, going back and forth. And at one time, we had 27 different variations of the chassis only, just the chassis, not the fire control or the trigger bar system or the safeties or anything of that nature. Several rapid 3D print models of it, and we got to the point where it was pretty cool. And then one day, the production guys came in and said, hey, we got a cool guest coming on. And I dread whenever that happens, because you're just like, oh boy, who is this going to be? And it actually turned out to be Max Brooks, the guy that wrote the Zombie Survival Guide.
Mel Brooks' series. Son.
Yep. Max Brooks. Yep, Mel Brooks' son, the comedic actor. But very talented writer with the series of zombie books. And in one of the books, he had a conceptualization of the ultimate zombie gun. And basically, it was based around a .22 long rifle gun, because you can...
I tell you what. Hang on to that thought. I want to hear this, because we're just coming up on the break. Coming up on the clock, you hang on. AtlasDefense.com, that's where you can find everything they do. You can find out their concepts, what they're about. They've got some stuff that is just good for around the house. Works in the cupboard. I'll be looking at some of that myself. Check them out, AtlasDefense.com. My guest this hour, Joe Moe from Atlas Defense on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works. Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co, BidBit.co.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run. I have run them for 3 years. I have never had one break. I have them for every gun I have. Most of the time, I don't buy a gun unless they make the holster for it. That's how good they are. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour... When you were watching it, you were watching the fantasy that you saw on Sons of Guns. The guy who was actually the innovator was always there. He's just a little less. He's not quite as over the top as the presumed focal point of that show was. But he was always the one doing everything, and he's still doing it today. And that's the thing, isn't it? My guest again, Joe Mo from Aquilus Defense. With the stuff that you build, and I want to get back to the ZK-22, but with the stuff that you build, once you've built it, you don't stop looking at it with a critical eye, do you?
No, and that's kind of one of the problems. The guys around here, I was like, all right, it's got to be done because, well, we need to get them out there. But I'm continuously looking at tweaks and things, but I've gotten to the point where I can get stuff to where I want and it's acceptable, and just save off those ideas for later upgrades or later builds. But I like to design, build, and create stuff. I want to get my ideas into other people's hands and just kind of see what happens. Kind of going back to the ZK-22 story, when Max Brooks was here, he basically said the creation of the ZK-22 is just something that, that people, it needs to be in people's hands because of the creative mind. I think he said it a little bit more eloquently because, of course, he's a writer. But the creative mind that, that comes out, the things that come out, just should be out there. And I guess I kind of have a tendency to agree with him. I don't know. Try not to be that maybe self-centered, but I just like to build stuff and get it out there.
Yeah.
Having a teaching background, I like to be able to teach and show people and be able to have the platform not only to help the with the TV show to grow the company, but to speak the Second Amendment, to talk about the industry and things of that nature. That's one thing that was really cool about the show. We always had families come in and say, hey, we watch this as a family. We don't watch anything else, but we watch this as a family. And
right.
The wives, the daughters, the sons, because there was enough of that drama that brought it in. And Discovery did a very good job of telling a story. It wasn't necessarily the story that was the best thing that I wanted or the story that was best for the company, but they did a good job with the ratings. Ratings brought ad dollars brought more seasons brought more exposure for us. So it was all this big circle, so there's necessary evils in it. So it worked out well, and one of the success stories out of that is the ZK-22. We got those last rapid prototypes in 2011 time frame, and that's about the time that the story for the Max Brooks zombie killer episode kind of came up, and it was pitched as what's going to be the ultimate gun. And then the story was they wanted Will to come up with a gun for this, but the concepts that he had wasn't there. And the ZK-22 was perfect because I'd read the books. I don't know if Will had ever read them or had any idea who this guy was. But whenever I heard on it, I was a kid in a candy store. I was like, this is going to be cool. I love this guy. And when he got here, he talked about down to earth, fun to talk with, just a great guy to work with. So it turned out to be excellent because the gun was almost tailor-made for the storyline, so it fit great. And if you watch the show, the time frame of how we got the concept there was pretty accurate. And that's what some people don't understand is a lot of the time the time frame on most of the projects were accurate. We usually had about 5 to 9 days to get this stuff up and running and ready. And there was the team in the back, all the guys that I have here today with Ackless Defense. And I apologize if I miss any names, but Zach, Dave, Dennis, Vanessa, Steven, Amy, Chrissy, Charlie, all these people were in the background helping with this to make it all a success story. And they were all here to help me get the ZK-22 out there into fruition.
As an example, how far backordered are you with the ZK-22?
We are backordered over a year now. With the transition to the new company, we've kind of had to reevaluate and retransition because there had to be mold changes for logoing and removing logos and things like that. So we have tooled up to where we're no longer taking a pre-order, but we are taking a wait list system at AcklessDefense.com.
Which costs $1.
Correct. The dollar's there just so we don't have spoof people or kids just ordering one. Dollar's pretty low maintenance, but allows us to get a secured order so I can put in for the production run. Because I kind of got to have that guaranteed because I'll pretty much... life savings and my life's credit has gone into Red Jacket.
Yes.
So I'm starting over from scratch with Ackless Defense.
Right.
I was able to keep my building. I was able to keep my machines because they were basically titled to me and my name. So going forward with that. So it's not a total fresh start, but it's been a heck
process.
Of a initiation again.
Yeah. Now and one thing I want to point out with the ZK-22, once you get on that dollar waiting list, when your gun is built, it's another $298 to actually get the gun shipped to you.
Correct.
And that comes to you
shipping including.
Right. And it comes to you minus optic and everything else you might see. There's no suppressor built onto them, just the gun.
Well, just the shell. You take your Ruger 10/22 and you place it in there.
Right.
So
okay.
It's a conversion stock, so it's basically 50 state legal. You just got to be careful what you do with it and how, because there are some states that can get you some issues if you configure it in different ways.
There's no way I would own it in New Jersey. But then again, I wouldn't even go into New Jersey.
Yeah. And there's ways. We're working on a version for the non-free states and some of the non-free countries where there'll be a kind of like a bolt-action system.
Ah, okay. Yeah, they've done that with AR-15s. I've seen somebody made one with a pump.
Yep.
Who made it? Troy Defense, or Troy Manufacturing made one with a pump. So I mean,
PPMS did one a long time ago too.
Right. So
back during the dark days of the ban.
There's no getting away. There's no getting around the gun industry. The gun industry always finds a way. It's like a stream.
That's exactly kind of your statement earlier. The gun industry, the people in it, they're going to persevere. They're going to continue no matter what.
They might lay low for a minute, but they're going to come back, and they're going to come back stronger. We're coming up on the last break. You can find them at aklysdefense.com. That's spelled AKLYS defense.com. All the stuff you've seen them build before, the suppressors, which that's a big business. The muzzle devices, that's a big business. The AKs, the ARs, the 308s on the AR platform. All of the accessories, and they have shot glasses made out of, brass that they've machined out of it. Then I'll have to think about putting some of those on the cabinet. That would look better than my Costa beer mugs, because that just says Costa and it looks like a pint glass. So that actually would look better, I think. They've got all that at the website. Go check them out. Go frequent them. And, look at that ZK-22. That's sort of bad, but everything they've got there is pretty bad. We'll be right back. My guest this hour from Aklys Defense, Joe Moe, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign, oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha ha, 844-2-GUNS-80, that's Guns80.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Find them at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Ackless Defense is Joe Moe. Hey, Joe, I'm being asked one question that you and I sort of...
Absolutely.
But see, I want to get to a different part. So you've got to pretend like as a teacher, you've got 60 seconds to get your class ready for a pop quiz, okay? I'm being asked about Vince. Since Vince left, that was, we talked about this last night, that was a big thing. You and Vince, you still talking? Is he working with you at all?
Absolutely. Vince is a friend of mine. I mean, it's always considered him a friend. We started Red Jacket together, me, Charlie, and Vince, and we are all the ones that kicked this off. The show that you saw where Vince left was actually, the time frame was correct, but the circumstances and things were not. He talked to the business partners about leaving me and Charlie, said he just wanted to branch off on his own, couldn't work with the environment. And I later found out that what he meant was the issues with Will Hayden and some of the things that Will Hayden was manipulating and doing, because at the time I was still teaching and Vince was here as one of the main controlling members on set, because I would come in after school at 3 o'clock and then pick up from there, and most of that time was just filming me building stuff, and I was here till 7, 8, 9. If it's before a big shooting day, I'd be here till 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. So I didn't get the interaction with Will that Vince did early. So that's where a lot of that stress and what instigated Vince having to leave. He did it on his own free will. He just thought it was best for him and his family. And I absolutely, looking back at it, I agree with him. I think that was the best thing for him. He's got a successful company now and doing great things. He stocks inventory that we have. And anytime I need a build or something that I know he specializes in, I'll send it over.
So you're still collaborating. He's just got a different mailing address now.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know. The Ackless Defense. Now, you've got what you've got, and a lot of what you've got is carried over from the Red Jacket Firearm days, which is still a Red Jacket Firearms, is my understanding, as you told me yesterday. What, as you look forward, I mean, what have you got on the drawing board that you will share with us? What are you going to try to do in the coming, you know, for 2015? What's the thing that you want to accomplish? Are you, you know, where is your head? Where is the Joe Mo direction?
Let me give you the concept of what Ackless Defense is. Ackless is a short spear that was developed by the Latins, and the military received two of these, and they were their primary ranged weapons. And Ackless was the farthest, most powerful, accurate hand-thrown weapon ever devised by human beings. Well, we have firearms these days which surpass that. I want to take firearms to that same level of evolution in weaponry. I want to bring them to where firearms cannot get any better, and we got to look at the next technology, and I want to continue with that. As far as suppressors, the ergonomics with the ZK-22, the evolution was not to build the coolest 22 bullpup out there. I wanted to build the best ergonomic bullpup rifle available, and that's what I've done. Our suppressor technology, we have the quietest 50 BMG rifle in the world. Suppressors, short barrel guns, accessories, even down to our bourbon bullets, which are basically whiskey stones you keep in the freezer and you drop them in your scotch or whiskey. I want to bring all of that and bring it to the evolution and the peak of what's available. So that's the concept behind Ackless Defense, that peak of evolution, to give the end user the best possible product. And we're all shooters ourselves. We talk to other shooters in the community constantly to figure out what direction we want to go.
I guess, does that
kind of answer your question?
It does. It does. Yes. In other words, you're still discovering it as you go. You're not out there. You haven't set some set in stone agenda in place, and instead you're leaving a lot of options open. And there's, I know we talked last night. Red Jacket used to do 1911s.
Yep.
You're not doing them right now, but you're looking for a way to incorporate that again.
Correct. We're still looking at that. We do them at a low volume, but nothing on the production level we were doing before. We will bring that back on, of course, as the market grows. I really like the AR platform. We're doing a lot of stuff with the three-gun. Three-gun world is one of the fastest-growing shooting sports, and we are developing and growing along with that. Suppressor technologies, more states than ever allow suppressors. More states allow more than ever suppressors for hunting. Just recently in 2014, I and a bunch of other guys around the state and out of state pushed for the Louisiana legislature to allow all game animals, even including upland birds, to be hunted with suppressors. So that was a real big push for us because I wanted to expand that ability. So it's not just about the guns and stuff. I want to be able to stay in the industry, to be able to promote the industry in all ways.
I like it. I like it a lot. The AKs, of course, that's still happening, the ARs. I like the three-gun stuff because, for me, the three-gun technology seems to wind its way down into the tactical community because the same things that make a good three-gun a good rifle make a good tactical rifle a good tactical rifle. I like a nice lightweight rifle that's real easy to point, gets up there and maintain, you know, we're talking 5.56, but you still want a little bit of mitigation on that recoil and everything else. And that, and the three gun community lends itself to that.
Absolutely. It's a very fast action, very fast split times, double tap shots. So we've developed the muzzle brake technology, and we have a competition brake that's specifically designed for three-gun use. And it's extremely efficient. It works very, very well. We're talking snap double taps at 220 yards hitting simultaneously on an 8-inch plate. There's that kind of stability that the brake creates. So it's the technology is there, and it does absolutely transition over to home defense and real world with military aspects and fast action use.
I like the shorty break. If, you know, if I run out of ammo, I can always stab him with it.
Yeah, we call that the DNA sampler compliance device and breaching system.
Okay,
One similar for the Kel-Tec KSG bullpup shotgun. We make a quick detach suppressor system that also has that same aggressive front end that you can swap onto it.
Right.
This big monoblock meat tenderizer look. So if you do need to get some things out of the way, you can use that.
Yeah, and they also have something called the Atlas. For those of you with a 30 caliber fully automatic belt-fed weapon, they have a suppressor for you.
Yep.
No need to wait. They have it available.
Yep, absolutely. We're actually doing a production run right now. That's some of the parts that we were running last night.
Lots of breaks, lots of different things there. And all pretty good stuff. I like the money clips. I mean, there's...
The lifestyle gear, just we're shooters, and just some of those cases we can't bring our guns or we can't bring our guns visible, but we can still show our interest and show where our, I don't know, I guess where our loyalties lie. And money clips with the 50 BMG attached to it, or the bourbon bullets, or the boom shot glass, or the dropping bomb service dog aid, the t-shirts, all of those Atlas lifestyle gears are available. But primarily we're looking at suppressors, NFA items, custom guns, ARs, AKs, all the same cool stuff you saw us do. We're still doing that today and doing it even better than ever.
Go check them out at Atlas Defense. They're when you ask them what they're about, they're going to be about innovation, precision, and art. That's on their about page. Even complete, because Joe is a teacher with definitions defining the way he applies them to them. Full house service shop. Get a whole lot of things done that way. Joe, thank you very much for joining me today. Like I told you, I'll be reaching out again to try to get a hold of you. I'd like to do this again. I enjoyed it.
Excellent. I did as well. Thank you, Bill.
And we'll get the phone thing right the next time. We'll have it right the first time. You'll get. I'm going to send you the audio so you can hear the really good introduction I did. But thank you for joining me today. Everybody, stay safe, all right?
Thank you all.
And that is it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll do this again in 22 hours. And please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference. There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.